Hi, and welcome back. I'm Carol Flagg, reporting for Healthcare Now Radio at HIMSS 17 in Orlando. With me right now is Mac McMillan, CEO and co-founder of Synergistic. Mac, how are you, and how is your HIMSS going?
I'm doing great, Carol. How are you? And my HIMSS is going just fine. It's another great show with a lot of people here.
Yeah. My feet aren't tired yet, so I guess that means my HIMSS is going well.
That's true. It's only Tuesday, but wait till Wednesday or Thursday, and they'll probably be talking to us.
Well, thanks for taking a few moments. I've got some questions for you. And first off, Synergistic was recently recognized as best in the class, congratulations, for cybersecurity advisory services, which is a brand new category in 2017, long overdue, if I don't say so myself. Do you think the addition of this category is reflective of the industry paying more attention to cybersecurity as a strategic initiative?
It obviously is, and it's obviously a reflection of classes, reflection of what class is hearing from the CIOs and their customers out there who rely on the research that they do into companies that provide services to the industry. The good news is it's the first category of several that are going to be addressing cybersecurity, so there'll be other categories that come out this following year around managed services, product lines, etc. So hopefully there will be a good repository of information that hospitals can go to look up and see just what does this product look like and what have my peers said about it and what does this company look like and how well do they listen and how well do they do in implementations and how fair are they in their pricing and their customer support and all those kinds of things that are important.
Well, it's great recognition by obviously class and for the industry in general.
Well, it's very humbling too because you recognize that it's your customers talking about you.
Right, right.
So I'm very proud of it, and our company's very proud of it, and we're going to try to do our best to live up to it and see if we can't do it again.
I have no doubt that you will. So what are some lessons providers can learn from the hacking attacks in 2016 as we move into 2017, help improve their efforts in this area?
Well, I think the first thing that hopefully everybody has learned is that this is not going to go away, that it hasn't abated, this is a persistent situation or condition that is out there today that they're going to have to address. I'd like to think that we are beyond a point where we're still dealing with point problems, but I still see people focusing on ransomware as opposed to focusing on just good hygiene in their environment to handle malicious or malware in general. As with most things, the things that are most helpful are the basics, right? You know, making sure that you take care of your environment, making sure that your systems are up to date, making sure that you're patching them and configuring them properly, making sure that you don't have services running that don't need to be running or ports open that shouldn't be open, making sure that you have the right investment around technology and educating your workforce, etc. We still aren't doing, in my opinion, we still aren't doing a good job of the basics, and so. Even some of the money that we're spending now on technology is going to be less than effective because those technologies rely on a good, solid platform to really perform.
Right, right. And so ransomware, obviously a lot of that discussion in 2016. What do you see as some of the emerging trends in cybersecurity that we have to be on the lookout for? You know, like what will we be talking about at HIMSS 18?
Well, one of the biggest ones that concerns me, of course, is the Internet of Things. All the thousands of devices out there that are susceptible to compromise. And when you start looking at population health and you start looking at extending the healthcare to the individual and connecting to those devices that are monitoring people in real time or devices that may be in their home, you know, that's just extending our network, and it's extending the reach of patient data and the likelihood that somebody's going to have the chance of compromising it. And a lot of these devices just aren't secure. So that's one issue that concerns me. Another one is medical devices. We still have not solved the medical device issue. And of course, my biggest concern, and I try hard not to say it because I don't like to be an alarmist, but I wonder sometimes if we aren't going to have an event, that somebody isn't going to have to get hurt before we get serious about addressing it. We all know what the problem is. These are devices that need to be architected better, engineered better, They need to be. That needs to be part of the certification process of those products. From a, you know, because the cybersecurity profile of a medical device is in fact part of the safety issue of that device, right? If that device can be compromised, if that device can be diverted, if that device can be, if the data on that device or the communications on that device can be corrupted, then you can affect, if nothing else, you can affect the quality of the information that the caregiver gets from that device. And at worst case, you could potentially affect the person that is relying on it. So we really need to solve that problem, and we just haven't done it yet.
Mac, thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.
And this is Carol Flagg, reporting for HealthCare Now Radio at HIMSS 17 in Orlando.